It's that time of the program when we introduce you to the editor-in-chief of Michigan Tech News. And Eddie, I almost said Eddie Murphy. I have that in my mind, Mike. Mike Brennan is with us. He's our very own protagonist. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great, but they haven't changed my name to Eddie Murphy yet, but I'll take his money anytime, you know. So,
Mike, we might as well jump right into it. The reason that slipped into my mind, folks, is that we were just talking about the first item on the list in MI Tech News this week is that the movie Beverly Hills Cop 4 with Eddie Murphy is due to be filmed in the Detroit area.
And, yeah, Axel Foley will be back. Yeah. So,
was this money, okay, by the way, did this money come out of, are they getting some of the Michigan film promotion money?
Yeah, they are. They're getting a $13.5 million rebate. They're going to spend about $56 million, employ 352 people. I don't know how long the shoot's going to go on for, a month or two, I imagine. But yeah, they're getting $13.5 million. Come back, and how could they not shoot Beverly Hills Cop in Detroit? I mean, that's where it was all started, right?
So. That's exactly it. That's where it started, in a rather seedy bar. All right, let's move on to the second item I noticed on there that caught my eye was AOL video channel deal has expanded Apple TV's offerings.
Apple TV has a new set-top box out. It has a lot of new content, and some of that new content is ad-supported. It used to be pretty much you'd get free shows on that. Mm-hmm. But now they're trying a new model, which is like broadcast TV. I have not yet seen it to see how they're going to do it, whether they're little short ads or really long or whatever. But they're moving in that direction, and that was just a matter of time before that was going to happen. They build their audience, and then, of course, they go to the ads to make more money. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it certainly is something that we see when we go on to YouTube and many of the other things online. All right, let's take a look at, one of the other items that you had up there before we take a little break here was Mitsubishi Electric debuting a Flex Connect audio-visual entertainment system.
Yeah, it's going to be for your car. Hopefully, not for the driver. But everybody else, I don't know how they would do it. Whether it's just going to be confined to the back seat, because even if you had a passenger to the right, you would be distracted.
Still distracted by the
video.
Yeah.
It's going to be a next generation in vehicle system, so you'll be able to take your movies, your audios, everything with you in the car. Which, of course, everybody knew that was coming too,
right? So. Exactly. Now, by the way, I saw the tagline on this is Northville, so that's being done in suburban Detroit. That's being developed.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we saw the brains of the auto industry in Southeast Michigan,
absolutely,
and the rest of the Michigan, for that matter. But if you look at Ann Arbor, all the different development facilities, and Northville is not that far from Ann Arbor.
That's part of the booming industry that's going on here that has to do with electronics. And if you folks want to find out more information about it, keep up on what's going on with that aspect of the business atmosphere in the state of Michigan, then you need to subscribe to MI Tech News. How do you do that? Simply go to internetadvisor.net, our homepage, scroll down a little bit, and there's Mike's smiling face and a button that says click here to subscribe. And that's all it takes. You put in your email address and voila, without a penny exchanged, you get a load of these kind of headlines. And we've sampled just a little bit of it about movies, about entrepreneurial events that are coming up, and opportunities for you if you have a business you're developing, you want to find some other people who share those interests, you'll find places to network with them as well. Again, go to internetadvisor.net, scroll down the page, and click on the subscribe here button. Now, Mike, I wanted to wrap up with two kind of quick things. First is that the MSU Engineering Research is taking its inspiration for some new sensors from a little bug.
Yeah, water spiders, the ones that skim across the water.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to use that same technique or that same model where they're going to collect data on the water to see how healthy the water is.
Wow.
And I'm not exactly sure how that's going to play out, what the sensors are going to look like, whether they have eight legs or whatever, but they're taking their inspiration from the little water spiders that skim along the surface.
Fascinating to see all these developments. And again, folks, you find it out when you subscribe to mitechnews.com. One final thing here. Our friends at the Michigan Council of Women in Technology have a big golf classic coming up. Let's quickly, when is that going to be taking place?
July 28th at Indianwood Golf and Country Club in Lake Orion. Go ahead. You can find out the registration information by going to my website. So.
All right. That's mitechnews.com. Great group of people. It's a great way to give to a group of people who have helped to promote the roles of women in technology and dear friends of ours for many, many years. Mike Brennan, thank you very much for being with us, and have a great weekend.
Hey, great summer. Back to you.